Hiya. Sorry, just been fiddling around with my phone for ages. I've lost the stick thing in the move and that holds the phone thing on. Honestly, stack and bricks and everything. Graham asked me to do him a testimonial. I did not expect it to be this difficult because every time I thought I've tried to do it, the word sort of detracted, I think, or minimized exactly what he's done for me. So I'm gonna kind of start from the beginning. He did say 5 minutes. Probably longer than that. About 2 years ago, my childhood obviously was bonkers, and I've known from a very young age that I was here for a kind of a reason, and I felt different, and I felt, I don't know, I felt that there was a purpose. I finally sort of discovered that that purpose was law of attraction and was life coaching. And started my journey really, although I'd been reading about the law of attraction on and off for about 10 years, about 2 years ago. And that was exactly the time I'd randomly, and obviously it's not random, it's drawn to picture there, kind of randomly connected with him on Facebook. At the time, I was coaching and I was getting really good results still, but there was a discrepancy because as many books as I'd read, and as I mean, I've got a degree in psychology and I've been studying quantum physics, the more I kind of learned, the more I felt that there was just something not right or missing. So I would be coaching and still kind of have bouts of sort of really low days, not depression as such, but low days as well. And there was many, many answers that I was searching for. But because I've been studying this for so long, I didn't sort of want to go with a normal coach because I felt that I not knew more. I felt that I had lived more and was more in this. Literally, this has been my passion for 10 years. I've been listening to Abraham Hicks for actual, like, sometimes I talk and I can reiterate actual paragraphs of what she said. It's crazy. So hang on, now you're on our track. Right, yes. So Graham had always kind of randomly just inboxed me and offered support, and we just got a bit of kind of a friendship, I think. At the time, I didn't realise how important it was and how important it's always seemed a bit weird to me because it always seemed like he was maybe sent to me for a reason, and that he was kind of waiting for me to get to where I needed to be. He hates me saying stuff like this, but I think he's like a guru sort of thing. And I literally, words just escape me. So when I started doing life coaching, what I was doing is still doing the actioning. I was still trying to change reality with actioning and change the actual reality rather than understanding that everything comes from within. And even though I've been learning this stuff for so long, Graham was the first person who helped me see and helped me actually understand that there is no out there, that it is all inside of us. And it was kind of like a quantum leap in a sense. At the time, I think it was about a year ago, maybe, or maybe about 7 months ago, like a quantum leap in sort of my understanding of things. And then I got really excited about stuff, and kind of then a lot started happening, and then my career kind of got better and better and better, and he was still always there, but he was always kind of not as, he was maybe waiting, I think, for my understanding or for something to click within me. Graham literally, I'd went through a time when things about 6 months ago were really, really good. And some things were happening and I did not understand why they were happening when my vibration was so high and I was in such a good place. And for the first time in my entire life, Graham helped me. He didn't even tell me anything. Looking through the messages, he doesn't give instruction or it's just amazing. I don't even know how he does it. It's sort of like he has magical powers, I think. But it made me realise that I held core beliefs still that I didn't think that I did still hold, that were holding me back and that still continuing to do so. I think before, if that had ever happened, it would have threw me hugely, because being in such a high place and quite a few lessons coming my way all at once, possibly normally it would have made me think I've done something wrong, or I've drawn something to me, so some way I've attracted this to me, in the sense of the law of attraction. Graham Mimi helped me to understand that it's the universe trying to show me exactly where my last kind of click is, exactly where my last shift is. I say last, it'll probably not be my last. I always say last. I say last to my clients as well. Never the last. But he literally, if it wasn't for him and his understanding and his unconditional love, I've never ever met anyone as intelligent or enlightened. He's like God to me. He hears that, fumes at that, but that's how I feel. Every single time I have needed to face something, come somewhere, or have some sort of a shift, it's been down to him every single time. I no longer, the stuff I've been listening to for 10 years finally made sense to me. Finally. 10 years it's took, and Graham in a text helped me realise. He's a very, very special human being. And I thought, in a way I kind of think he's here to help me on my, I wouldn't say mission anymore, I would say my journey. I would say help me to fully get where I am already. And I'm getting there, bit by bit. And it's down to him. My heart, my soul, and everything. It makes me emotional. Will always have a space for him. Always. So thank you for everything that you've done for me. And again, words can't even convey the level of words ruin it. How much enlightenment you've made me feel, how much love you've made me feel, how... Anyway, I'm not going to blabber on because I've gone for like 9 minutes now. And my space, my memory's like fuming at me. But yeah, thank you, everything. You'll never know, ever, how amazing and special you are to me. And second to get that talk show, first person on it. I love you, ever. Bye.